Counts full to Schwarber. Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a high drive. Deep right field. And that one is gone. Welcome to Philadelphia, Kyle Schwarber. His first as a Philly. And it's 1-0.
There you go, Ray Didinger. As Scott Fransky announces and Larry Anderson chuckles, Kyle Schwarber scoops one down at his shins into the second deck. And the season opens, Ray, as the Phillies win yesterday 9-5 over a pathetic Oakland Athletics team. But, Ray, what we saw yesterday, I believe, is what we're going to see 162 times this year. A lot of home run power. There's only one home run, but they bashed the ball.
Right.
Aaron Nola looking great until he looks terrible.
Right.
Extremely questionable defense.
Oh, you think?
A little bit. Surprisingly good bullpen. We'll circle back to that. I'm sure you have your doubts. And a full crowd as the Philly season begins. Ray, let the enthusiasm wash over you, my friend.
Well, you're doing your best. I'll say that.
I'm selling it, Ray. I'm selling it.
Well, hey, and you're not alone. I mean, you kind of felt the electricity in the ballpark yesterday. I mean, you saw the crowd and you saw the way they reacted and couldn't have gotten off to a better start. Schwarber hitting the 3-2 pitch, pretty much knocking it right out of the park. Yeah, I mean, it was everything everybody came to see, and it was all there on display. So, you know, I do think that they're going to be an exciting team. There's no question they're going to be a team that's going to be dynamic offensively. They're going to be fun to watch. Going to play a lot of long games. You go down to the ballpark, you're going to get your money's worth because you're going to be there. You're going to be there for a while. The concessionaires will like it because people are going to be sitting there for 3.5 or 4 hours. But I'm with you in this respect. I am glad to see baseball back. I am really, really glad to see baseball back. And I think this team is going to, you know, I mean, they're going to be fun to watch. And I don't think there's any way, given their lineup, they're not going to be in contention come September. You know, the baseball season will not end on the 4th of July this year.
No, not at all. And by the way, you talked about how long the games are going to last, and they're going to last long because of both the Phillies offense and the Phillies pitching. But part of that offense, and you saw it yesterday, and it might be, Oakland doesn't exactly have frontline pitchers, right? This is not
not Catfish Hunter.
We're not. Right. This is not when they, you know, when they had those aces back in the day. They're pretty bad. But the Phillies are going to play American League ball, in meaning which they're going to take a lot of pitches. And they worked. That starting pitcher had like 90 pitches through 4 innings yesterday. Again, he's not good, but that's going to be something I think you're going to see a lot. Now, the when you and I started talking baseball, you know, a month or so ago, the Phillies over under was 83.5 games. It is now 86.5 games. Ray Didinger, can we agree that this year's Philadelphia Phillies squad will win 89 games?
No. I know that's where you are, right?
Yeah, 89.
Okay. I'm really not that far behind you, to be honest. I mean, I sound like I'm really being Debbie Downer here, and I'm not. I mean, if you asked me to give you a number, I would tell you 85. Okay. So we're not that far apart. We're not that far apart.
85's tough because maybe you make the playoffs, maybe you don't. Ray, I'd like to give you 3 reasons why the Phillies will make the playoffs.
Okay.
And I believe by the end of this segment, you will be carrying that banner. What is it? Stan Hockman used to do the columns, right, where he had the bandwagon going?
Yes, that was Stan's.
Yeah, you'll hop aboard. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Number one, obvious, the batting order, right?
Right.
Harbor, Castellanos, Schwarber, Hoskins. Those 4 guys are going to hit 130 home runs among the 4 of them. And the rest of the lineup, Real Muto, Segura, Didi, are going to hit enough that I'm telling you right now, Ray, the Phillies will score 5 runs a game, average 5 runs a game, for the first time since 2009. Hitting season, baby, Ray. I believe you heard Charlie Manuel once upon a time.
Yeah, I remember. Yep. What makes you think that Gregorius is going to be a big offensive player?
He
hit 200 last.
Ray, I mentioned him 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th. He's going to hit 12.
You're including him in the reason why this team's going to average 5
runs. I think for his position, he's a fine – he can't field at all, but he'll hit 12 to 14 home runs, bat 260. He'll be all right.
Okay.
Down the list.
I'm not sure Real Muto's that much of a big bopper anymore.
Oh, 20 homers, Ray.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you look at his offense, it's gone down every year for like the last 3 years.
Not to worry.
Okay.
They are going to do that, and they're going to be patient. I mentioned how patient they were. Bryson Stott, and we will discuss the good and the bad of Bryson Stott yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But I read the column today. Might have been David Murphy in the Inquirer. I apologize if it was somebody else. His first three plate appearances in the majors, he saw 15 pitches.
Mm-hmm.
One of which was almost a home run, just yanked it left of the foul line. Right of the foul line, but they're going to play that patient game. So I think the offense is going to be the best offense they have had since back in those prime days where we were all at Citizens Bank Park together.
Well,
all right,
best since then for sure.
Yeah
best since
okay.
then for sure. Doesn't guarantee you're going to win all the time, but as far as an offensive lineup, yeah, this is the best since then. No question.
All right, number two. And I think this one, you may disagree with me heartily on this, but I think the bullpen amazingly won't be bad and might actually be a strength. And this is one of those if healthy, and I cannot predict healthy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If healthy, Corey Kniebel throws fire. And he bounced back. He had Tommy John surgery in 2019. Last year, he kind of bounced back with the Dodgers, pitched well. 2.45 ERA, didn't pitch a lot of innings, looked good in the spring, looked really good yesterday when he came in at the end. I think Sir Anthony Dominguez is going to be the secret weapon for not too long a secret. Coming off of Tommy John again, missed the last two seasons. We pitched in one game, I guess, last year. Looked great in spring, threw 97, got the side out on 7 pitches yesterday. Lost 40 pounds. I didn't know that during the lockout.
Yeah.
Which isn't bad. Not bad.
I noticed it. I thought he looks different.
Yeah.
And 40 pounds will do that.
Yeah. And I think those two guys are going to be really good. I'm not so sold on Familia. I'm not going to try to sell you.
No.
The problem with Familia, and we'll get to this part of it, is he throws a lot of ground balls.
Yes.
Which doesn't necessarily work here. But.
You know what? That's the problem with pitching on this team. Remember when they used to say, in this ballpark, you want to keep the ball down? Because it's such an easy park to hit home runs, so you don't want to give up fly balls. But with this defense, you don't want to give up ground balls.
Yeah.
So it means you better strike 27 hitters out.
That's exactly what it means. In this ballpark, you want to get the ball into the catcher's mitt. Yes, I agree on that. But I think the bullpen is going to be a lot better, which is an easy thing to say because you no longer have to deal with the Archie Bradley, Ian Kennedy, Hector Neris, all that, you know, the horribleness that we have seen in recent years. I think the bullpen could be pretty good. Are you with me on that?
No.
Okay.
I think what's the best way of putting this? I mean, you actually said you began this by saying it might actually be a strength.
Correct.
I will go halfway with you. I think it will certainly be improved over what we've seen. I am not prepared to say that I think it'll be a strength.
Okay. If it's half of that,
if
right?
It's just, yeah, if it's just okay. If it's just
considering,
okay, I'll settle
considering
for that.
All of those saves they blew last year, right? They either broke a record, they were on pace for a record. I mean, it was unbelievable how bad they were last year. Then they'll make the playoffs. And the third thing, Ray, the rotation. Now, again, I'm not going back to the days of the four aces out there.
Yeah.
But the rotation is going to be one of the better ones in the league. You know who you're not going to see this year? Vince Velazquez? Matt Moore?
Thank God.
Spencer Howard?
Thank God.
Yeah. I mean, right? Zach Wheeler was a Cy Young finalist and should be again. Aaron Nola is going to be what he is yesterday, which is he's going to pitch well until he's not, and hopefully Girardi will learn when to pull him. But he doesn't have to be an ace anymore. We know that. If Ranger Suarez is 75% of what he was last year and give you 30 starts, he'll be great. Zach Eflin, I thought, looked good before his injury last year. And I want to believe that Kyle Gibson is the fifth starter, kind of comes back to what he was with the Twins, which was, you know, decent, good. And I know injuries can derail things. Speaking of which, how about that Mets super rotation, right? They already got that.
Right.
But I think the situation is pretty good now.
Mm-hmm.
You want to agree with me there?
No. No, I think you're counting on a lot of, you're making things that are, to me, are ifs, certainties. I mean, you're buying into what Ranger Suarez was for half a season. You know, I don't know that he's going to pitch to a 1.5 ERA again this year.
No, he's not even going to pitch to a 2.9 ERA. If he pitches to double the ERA, he's
2.9
ERA
is on the All-Star team.
Yes. So?
I'm not ready to go there with Ranger Suarez.
Fine. I think Ranger Suarez is going to be a very capable, better number three starter than on most teams in the National League.
Okay. You know, and you got Zach Wheeler coming off a short spring where he was complaining about his arm being sore.
Yeah, he's fine.
And you know, Nola just gives up moonshot after moonshot. You know,
he kind of ran out of gas.
Yeah.
All right,
you're talking about the off. You're talking about the rotation. Like, oh yeah, these guys are money in the bank. I don't see it that way. I see a lot of guys who have had some success, but not exactly like I know I can count on it. That's kind of where I am.
Let's go to the next point, because the next point is why they won't win 110 games, which is the defense. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, the youngster playing third base happened to do this.
1-1 pitch as sliced down the left field line. That's going to get down for a hit. Segura around third. He's going to come home and score. Stott trying for second. The throw is late, and it's an RBI double for the rookie Bryson Stott. His first big league RBI, his second hit of the day.
You know what, Ray? I played that out of order. That's on me.
Oh, okay.
I asked our producer, Dan Wilson, to have that ready, and I was going to I blew my whole case here. I was going to tell you how, like, okay, he doesn't play defense, but there you go. Anyway, he did have an RBI double in his first game, and that was really nice. Mm-hmm. And here's what he did yesterday. He played third base. Which he's a natural shortstop, but they're going to move him around, and I'm okay with that. He made two poor throws in the seventh, I believe, that led to runs. One, he got an error. One, he kind of threw wide, and Hoskins got the error.
Right.
And then in the eighth, he recovered and made two decent, not special plays, but decent plays, which just kind of made me feel okay. And then I was going to say he did that, which was to hit that double.
Mm-hmm.
The defense was billed as bad going into the season, and Ray did reveal itself to be such yesterday.
Yeah. I told you what my name for this year's team is. Everybody knows the term catch 22.
Yeah.
This Phillies team is can't catch 22.
All right. Okay. All right. That's clever. Actually, somebody sent me something yesterday and said, you know how Ray refers to Hoskins and Bohm as the corner butchers?
Right.
They said, if the person who sent it to me, I'll look up his name later, said if you add Stott, it can be the corner butchers and their apprentice.
Well, you know, you said something a moment ago that I disagree with,
yeah.
Which is, oh, we're taking Stott and he's a natural shortstop, we're moving him to third base. I'm okay with that, was what you said. I'm not okay with that. I mean, are we heading down Scott Kingery Road here?
Scott Kingery's thing was Scott Kingery. It wasn't that he was moving positions. It was that Scott Kingery screwed up his mind. You and I have seen a lot of players play different positions before. There are guys who break into the league as utility players and then end up at one position.
Yeah, but this guy, you don't draft guys number one to be utility players. You draft them because they're the best player at their position. Stott is a natural shortstop.
And he will be the shortstop.
Well, why isn't he now?
Well, because they still have the other guy.
Why do they? Why?
Because he's under contract and they're breaking Stott in. They're working him into the lineup.
Into a position you don't want him to play.
He'll be fine. He's gonna be fine.
I just listen.
I hear what you say. I never buy the Scott Kingery argument as precedent that anybody who plays more than one position is going to be screwed up.
No. That wasn't all of it.
Scott Kingery had a lot going on besides just like, hey, take the other glove today.
Yeah, and bad coaching had him. You know, they changed his swing around to the point where he couldn't hit the ball anymore. I know that didn't have anything to do with his fielding, but the fact is, he was considered a really blue chip prospect not all that long ago. And everybody said a natural second baseman, he's going to be the second baseman. And you let him play every position but second base.
Yeah.
And the whole thing just blew up in your face. Now you've got another kid here who looks like he's got all the tools, a chance to be a really good player. And everybody agrees the natural shortstop, but come on, let's play him a third.
He's going to be the shortstop. I understand that you want it on April the 9th, but it's going to happen. By All-Star game, he's going to be the everyday shortstop. It's going to be fine. Ray?
It's going to be fine. They're going to win 89 games. They're going to the playoffs. Big summer at Citizens Bank Park. I hope we're going to be there on Sundays. We're not there tomorrow, but I hope we're going to start being there on Sundays.
Oh, we are?
No, we are not tomorrow.
No, no, but I mean we're going to be there?
I got an indication that we're going to start doing those, but but clearly not tomorrow.
Okay. I actually kind of like those Sunday mornings
at
the ballpark. It's
kind of
fun.
I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. Get down there early, see them still watering the grass, and guys out patting down the baselines.
A little BP.
Yeah, I the sound of the distant BP, guys taking early infield, guys shagging balls in the outfield, Alec Boehm booting balls even at 11 o'clock in the morning. it's baseball.
You can't let it go. I'll talk to the boss. I'll see if we can get there for the next homestand.
No, I am looking forward to it. I do enjoy that.
Yeah, it's Ray. It's going to be a great summer, Ray.
No, we sound like we're polar opposites on this, and we're really not.
I'm exaggerating to the book the World Series tickets.
And I'm probably overcompensating the other way, but we aren't all that far apart. I mean, you're saying 89 wins. I'm saying 85.
In the course of a
whole summer, four wins is not a big deal.
Right. Well, you hope it's not the difference between making the playoffs and not. All right. Today, 4:05 start, but they're honoring Bryce Harper for winning the MVP last year at 3:40, telling fans to get to their seats. And, Ray, today, down in South Philly, you got a Sixers game at 1 o'clock. We'll talk about that carcass of a squad later in the hour.
Right.
You got the Phillies at 4:05. And you got speaking of carcass of a squad, you got the Flyers at 7:30.
Oh.
So it's a big day down in South Philadelphia.
However, we should point out there is a cool event at the Flyers game tonight.
The what?
They're honoring Lou Nolan.
Oh, yeah.
Our good friend, and what a great guy. What a just a super guy Lou Nolan is. And the Flyers are honoring him tonight for 50 years at the microphone at Flyers games and like 53 or 54 years of total service to the organization. So tonight is Lou Nolan light down there. So that's great. I've known Louis forever, and he's just as good a guy as you're ever going to meet.
This is a town where sports is such a big part of the fabric, and these guys are that the PA announcer, Lou Nolan. Hey, it was great to see Dan Baker back at the Phillies game after some illness took him out last year. He's back. We know these guys since Zinkoff, I guess. We know who the PA announcers are, and they are important people, and that's a good thing. I'm glad you brought that up. All right, Ray, coming up, I want to do the next segment on the Eagles. They lost a player last night to free agency. We will discuss that, potential replacements. Ray is going to do his Eagles draft report. We have a terrific Tell Us Your Story coming up at noon with Mitch Williams. We figure what better way to start the baseball season than with a guy who is a very popular player here.
Mm-hmm.
I have a show to recommend for you in the 11 o'clock hour for what we're watching, a real fun Shibe Sports throwback moment, and we're going to talk about all the teams. And you can join, 215-592-9494. By the way, tonight I will not be either at the Phillies or the Flyers because I'm going to Bucks County, Ray Dinger.
Yes, you are. You're going to be joining me at Bucks County Playhouse tonight for the 8 o'clock performance of Tommy and Me. We opened on Thursday with special guest Harold Carmichael, which was a huge success.
I'm not going to live up to that.
Right? No, you'll be right there. And then last night we had the second performance, and Mike Sielski of the Inquirer.
I can do better.
Was a special guest, and he was very good.
Good.
And today we have a 2 o'clock show, a matinee, which is almost sold out, but there are still a few tickets left, and 8 o'clock tonight. So if anybody wants to come out and see the two of us together at Bucks County Playhouse and see Tommy and me, get on the phone, call up, order your tickets, or just walk up to the box office.
Can't wait. Looking forward to it.
I am too.
All right, 215-592-9494. Hey, are you tired of dealing with your old drafty windows and doors in your house? Maybe it's time you finally go Gaida. The great people at Gaida Door and Window will help make your window and door replacement project more affordable with their buy one, get one half off sale. Easy. For every door or window you buy, you get a second one at 50% off. And you can mix and match the savings to suit your own needs. So, buy an entry door, get half off a storm door. Buy a patio door, get 50% off a window. If you need to replace all the windows and doors in your house, this is great. You save 50% off on half your project. The more you need, the more you save. Plus, Gaida is making it easier for you to afford your project with no money down and interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Act now. Offers for a limited time only. Restrictions apply. For full details, call Gaida today. Schedule a free No obligation in-home estimate at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.